Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm visiting with John Cochrane of the Hoover Institution, and we're talking about inflation rates. Inflation was the story in the recent election. Again and again, no matter where you were in the country, is said to have contributed to the success of the Republican Party and President-elect Trump. However, there was also this explanation about what is to be done afterwards that involved a major piece of legislation by the Biden administration, the Inflation Reduction Act. An enormous amount of money, I believe the word trillion is used, much of which has not been spent yet. And my understanding, John, is that that coming into the market and being distributed for good intentions created conditions for the inflation rate to rise. Is that accurate?
I believe so. Not just the inflation reduction, the humorously, hilariously named Inflation Reduction Act, but the three previous stimulus bills, and including one under Trump in December 2020, but then the American Rescue Plan $2 billion in early 2021, and several other bills that went through, collectively spending about $6 trillion of money that the government didn't have, plus signing us up for more and more money down rat holes in the years ahead, which is the singular piece of the Inflation Reduction Act. I think people saw that money being poured out of Washington and said, we better spend it fast while it's still worth something. And that's what gave us inflation.
And as I understand it, the waning weeks of the Biden administration, they're looking to spend or commit as much as possible because there's an intention, it's probably just talk, to claw back some of the money. Now, what is to be done? Will tariffs help, John?
Tariffs are supposed to hurt. So liberal economists say, oh, Trump's tariffs are going to hurt because they're going to raise prices. The same liberal economists don't say that corporate taxes, which also raise prices, are going to hurt. So a little inconsistency there. Tariffs are not great for the economy. They don't cause inflation because they are a relative price change, just like any other taxes. So you need the overall money. They're not good because they hinder the efficiency of the economy. So we should be talking about tariffs for the reasons to talk about tariffs. Like any tax, that it makes the economy work less well than it would otherwise. Not a central feature of the inflation discussion, however.
So it does not raise the price levels.
It will raise the price of imported goods relative to other goods.
Okay.
Does that raise the price level overall? Well, only if the government essentially gives us more money to pay the higher prices for imports and the higher prices for everything else. It also depends on the exchange rate not going up. Typically, what happens if you raise tariffs, the exchange rate goes up, and then the cost of the imported good hasn't gone up by that much. So it might have a minor effect on the level of prices, but not an effect on the rate of inflation. Now, the rate of inflation is how quickly prices keep going up year after year. Something that make the price of one thing go up relative to another, that doesn't have any effect, to something that makes all prices go up permanently, you get 1 year of inflation out of it, but not a persistent inflation. So tariffs maybe will give you a small increase in the price level, 1 year of measured inflation, and then you won't see it again. And they're good or bad for all sorts of other reasons having nothing to do with inflation.
DOGE, a Department of Government Efficiency, which sounds to me like a fairy tale, but let's see. Mr. Musk and Mr. Ramaswamy are said to be guiding the Trump administration to reduce the scale of government and how it spends money. That sounds like productivity, increasing productivity. Will that answer inflation that we're now dealing with?
I think that is the best answer for current and future inflation. Inflation is kind of quiet right now, but it's kind of like you've had 1,000 cockroaches in your department. You get it down to 3 and you say, oh, wow, that problem's over. Smooth landing. Here we come. I think the Fed is celebrating a little too quickly. But we'll see what, you know, the danger is an outburst of inflation. The best answer for the underlying fiscal problem, which is where we have fear of inflation to come from, is economic growth. Because economic growth will mean more tax revenue. It'll mean less need for spending. It'll be great. So I have great hope for the Dodgers. Now, of course, what they need to do is not so much have the government do what it does now more efficiently. God forbid that they enforce their regulations more efficiently. That's not what we want. But I hope what they're also going to do is to really claw back the silliness of many of the regulations that aren't doing any of the things they're supposed to do, but they're wasting enormous amounts of money and getting in the way of businesses that want to innovate and bring us great products at low prices.
And the magic of artificial intelligence, AI, is that an answer in any fashion? I note that I use AI every day as a copy editor, and it has an attitude, and it talks back, and it changes my language sometimes, always cheerfully, and wants to be rewarded in some fashion. And what's a dialogue? Is that going to help inflation anywhere?
Yes, but I have to be consistent and not in the not in the way that most people say. It will make the prices of things that can use AI lower relative to other prices. And that's a relative price change, not an inflation. So directly, it won't have a long run effect on inflation, the same way that supply shocks and tariffs change a relative price and a price level, not a permanent inflation rate. But AI is one of the great things we have promising to raise productivity, which is what raises overall output, which makes us all better off. We all earn more relative to the cost of goods, and also makes the government tax and spending situation better. So AI, I think, is one of AI and biotech is what I see as some of the root causes to be hopeful for a surge in productivity and economic growth, if only everybody can get the permits to do it.
John Cochran, Grumpy Economist.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.